Plagueis recognized the voice of Security Chief Magneta. Sticking close to the outer wall, he paralleled the movement of Magneta's subordinate to the end of the hallway, then through a right-angled turn into a broader hall that led to a control room tucked beneath the sweep of a grand staircase. Plagueis sharpened his auditory senses to hear Magneta's man ask after Varuna, and a human female reply, "Sleeping like a baby."
"Good for him, while the rest of us drown."
"If you're so miserable, Chari," the woman said, "you should consider returning to Theed."
"I'm thinking about it."
"Just don't expect me to follow you." Plagueis stepped away from the wall to glance at the upper story windows, all of which were dark, save for an arched opening near the end of the wall. Crouching, he maneuvered through bushes under a series of wide windows, then began to scale the wall, fastened to it like an insect. The tall and narrow target opening turned out to be a fixed pane of thick glass, the source of the light, a pair of photonic sconces that flanked a set of elaborately carved wooden double doors. Peering through the glass, he flicked his fingers at a security cam mounted high on the inner wall and aimed at the doorway, dazzling the mechanism and freezing the image of an unoccupied antechamber. Then, placing his left hand at the center of the glass, he called on the force, pushing inward on the pane until it broke free of the adhesive weather seal that held it in place. Telekinetically, he manipulated the intact pane to rest atop a table snugged to the opposite wall of the antechamber and slipped through the opening. For a long moment, he remained on the inner windowsill, waiting for his cloak and boots to dry, and studying the patterned floor and double doors for evidence of additional security devices. Satisfied that the stunned cam was all there was, he planted his feet on the floor and walked to the doors, using the force to trick them into opening just enough to accommodate his passing between them. The only light in Varuna's enormous bedroom came from a cam similar to the one in the antechamber and just as easily foiled. The former king himself was sleeping on his back under shimmer silk sheets in the center of a canopied bed large enough to fit half a dozen humans of average size. Plagueis disabled a bedside panel of security alarms, moved an antique chair to the foot of the bed, and switched on a table lamp that supplied dim, yellowish light. Then, sitting down, he roused Varuna from sleep. The old man woke with a start, blinking in response to the light, then propping himself up against a gathering of pillows to scan the room. His eyes widened in thunderstruck surprise when they found Plagueis seated at the edge of the light's reach.
"Who?"
"Higo Damask, Your Majesty. Beneath this mask, my former enemies may as well have fashioned for me."